Tell me, are you really afraid of Al-Qaeda? Are you really afraid of being destroyed by Islamic terrorists? Don't you think there's just the right amount of terror in the world today? This is the weekly news in review from killradio.org and from the harpers.org website. This was posted Tuesday, September 4th, 2007 by Theodore Ross on Harpers. I'm Bennett, your faithless host, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid because I know nothing can change this rotten country that's going in the wrong direction. We're going to continue going in the wrong direction no matter what we do. And I'm not afraid. I'm just annoyed. Let's see now. It begins right here. This is the week of weeks, the past week's news, right? President G.W. Bush predicted a nuclear holocaust if Iran develops weapons of mass destruction. Are you afraid now? And accused the country of undertaking murderous activities in Iraq caused by the United States' presence there. And Iran's foreign minister described Bush's comments as a sign of political despair caused by serious problem in creating propaganda for the next election. Because after all, they need Al-Qaeda. They need a bad guy. Because that's all the right wing can do, is just pretend that they're going to protect us from something that isn't going to happen anyway. Bush announced his intention to found a fantastic freedom institute after he leaves office. And then maybe he'll discover fantastic freedom, huh? Two brothers survived in a collapsed Beijing coal mine for 5 days by eating coal and drinking their own urine. You can only take small sips, said Meng Xiangchen. And when you've finished, you just want to cry. South Korea was scandalized by resume cheats. Before, we struggled more with fake luxury goods, said Moon Moo-il, a prosecutor who combats credentials fraud. Now that we have entered the knowledge-based society, we have to deal with an overflow of fake knowledge. The Ugandan Interfaith Rainbow Coalition Against Homosexuality called on the government to uphold its laws against gays and lesbians. And Kenya's Anglican Archbishop consecrated two homophobic American priests as bishops at a ceremony in Nairobi. India's Khasi tribespeople announced that they would honor Al Gore's cinematic excellence at a people's parliament held in a sacred forest. Nubian militants in Sudan were organizing efforts to get rid of the Arabs. Of course, there are still right-winger Republicans who are trying to deny that there's any kind of climate change while the ice caps melt and the sea is opening up widely, and we're having more deaths from heat in the United States than we've ever had this year. I mean, we're not Delhi. This isn't Delhi where it's just figures because it's 120 degrees all summer. In Atlanta, people are dropping dead. In California, people are dropping dead from the heat. Nah, there's no extra warmth. Of course not. And guitar player Bo Diddley suffered a heart attack. Republican presidential candidate Tom Tancredo, who marked the second anniversary of the Hurricane Katrina disaster by suggesting that the gravy train of so-called recovery should leave the New Orleans station. That's what you expect from Republicans. It's a gravy train. It's a gravy train. That's what's there. And U.S. Representative John Porter, a Republican of Nevada, warned that premature evacuation from Iraq would cause American gas prices to rise. Do we need excuses for the gas prices to rise? Gay marriage was legal in Iowa for 4 hours. U.S. Senator Larry Craig, a Republican of Idaho, insisted that he was not gay and had not ever been gay. And the Alton, Texas chief of police was arrested for making unwelcomed sexual advances toward two male employees. He undoubtedly is a Republican. Princess Diana had been dead for 10 years. Enough said. And as I reported last week and guessed if it would happen, it did. Tony Snow resigned as White House press secretary. He said because the pay was too low. Homeland Security, or I'm sorry, I got it wrong again. Homeland Insecurity Chief Michael Chertoff vowed to make employers who hire illegal immigrants unhappy. And polling revealed that Democrats despise President Bush more than any other executive in history. Gary C. Jacobson, a political scientist at the University of California, San Diego, said no one comes close to Bush when it comes to being hated. City officials in Houston, Texas, were investigating a ghetto handbook distributed by the local police to its officers. The booklet, subtitled Whatcha Done Did Now, contained, among other items, a glossary that would enable the police to communicate as if you just came out of the hood. Terms defined in the glossary included FODI for a 40-ounce bottle of beer, axe for to ask a question, and hood rat for a scummy girl. Atlanta's city council debated whether or not to outlaw baggy pants. NASA finally got around to announcing that none of its astronauts were ever guilty of flying a spacecraft while drunk. And officials in Tarrytown, New York, installed suicide prevention telephones on the Tappan Zee Bridge. Scientists in Louisiana determined that some obese people may be infected with a fat virus. That's another good excuse. A vegetable grower in Fresno, California, recalled 8,000 cartons of salmonella-tainted spinach. West Nile virus was discovered in Vermont. And a federal judge upheld New York City's prohibition on metal baseball bats. Another elementary school, this one in Colorado Springs, Colorado, banned tag. So, like diving boards on swimming pools, a thing of the great past, now you can't even play tag because somebody might fall down and hurt their knee, I guess. China declared its one-child policy an environmental weapon in the fight against global warming. Oh, that's a good one. And a wild male elephant burgled a circus in eastern India, making off with an attractive female elephant. U.S. transportation horticulturalists were seeding the nation's roadsides with asters, amontia, and flowering white thoroughwort, among other wildflowers. Deceased real estate mogul Leona Helmsley left a $12 million bequest to her dog, a small white Maltese named Trouble. Reality show personality Nicole Richie was released from jail in L.A. after serving 82 minutes for drunk driving. And John Ashbery was named the Poet Laureate of MTV. You know, I watched some MTV last couple weeks ago when I was on vacation and I had cable television. I hadn't looked at MTV in many, many years. I thought it was music television, but all I saw were episodes of America's Next Top Model. What the fuck? If you want to check out any of the links to these stories, you have to go to the harpers.org website and look at the weekly news and review. Then you can see where everything comes from, because everything I just reported is true. And with that, that's a summary of the week's news. And it's the beginning of September. And next Tuesday is September 11th, the first time since 2001 on a Tuesday. And there'll be battles for the truth, don't you know? This is Bennett for the Kill Radio News, saying thanks for listening. Now, go away, punks, you bother me.